was still breastfeeding, I would have these thoughts in the middle of the night. As I sat in the dark with a baby to my breast, still a little wobbly from my super shallow slumber, I couldn't help but stare blankly at my sweet husband sound asleep. You lucky schmuck. Men and women are different, and that's a fact. For one thing, men are lucky they can pee standing up. Their bodies don't expand to make way for another human being, nor do they need to push said human being out from any of their holes. They don't need to wear makeup out to, quote-unquote, look good and presentable. But also, they don't menstruate. Now, Oxford defines menstruation as the process in a woman of discharging blood and other materials from the lining of the uterus at intervals of about one lunar month from puberty until menopause, except during pregnancy. That's about 450 periods in a woman's lifetime. Around 3,500 days of the average woman's life will be spent bleeding. Down there. Fascinating. Are you irked out? Well, you shouldn't be. And our next guest is here to tell you why. Toni is one half of the podcast Period Talk. And joining her in this episode is a volunteer from the We Bleed Red movement, Maria. Enjoy the flow of this one. This is Mother of Fact. So I remember when I was in high school, I had joined a municipal softball team. And we were a bunch of girls from the Pasig division. And we joined a tournament, I think somewhere in Batangas. So we had to camp out in one of the public schools. That was where we were billeted. And I remember that we were right next to the baseball team, which is all boys. And it was my time of the month, so I had my period, and so I had gone to the bathroom. And these boys are very mischievous. You never know what they're up to. You know how they are, adolescent boys. And I had changed my napkin, and I wrapped it in paper, and I threw it outside in the trash can. And while I was walking back to our designated classroom, I could hear the boys where I had thrown my sanitary napkin, and they had sort of fished it out of the waste basket and started, like, you know, just like throwing it to one another and just being all grossed out. And I don't think I've ever hated men so much. I've just never been so, how shallow can you get, diba? But I imagine that this is so foreign to them. Like, they don't menstruate. They don't bleed every month, diba? So I guess if that's how you want to put it, diba, it's something that's really foreign and new and novel to them. But, you know, I love how it's 2023 and, you know, it's become, it's not something that you can use to make fun of others now, because a lot of people are very aware that females menstruate. You know, that's just how nature planned it. So I'm just so happy to have Toni from the We Bleed Red movement, and of course Maria, who is one of their volunteers. Toni, welcome to the podcast. It was nice to have come across your show on Spotify. Something about menstruation, and I feel like there's just a connection of people who do menstruate as opposed to people who don't, diba? So can you tell me, Toni, a little bit about how you started this podcast with Ninay?
Hi, hello everyone. Thank you so much for having us in your podcast. And it's really an honor to be acknowledged then yung podcast namin. Actually, We Bleed Red Movement Philippines started with the idea of bakit ba kailangan kong itago ang napkin ko kapag pupunta ako ng CR. Doon talaga nagsimula yung idea ng We Bleed Red, and it came from Ninay, the founder of We Bleed Red Movement. She shared with me this idea last 2019 because she works in a male-dominated workplace. And there are times talaga that pag meron siya, kailangan niyang itago yung napkin niya. And when she shared this sentiment to me, parang ako, oo nga, no? All this time, kapag pupunta ka ng restroom, kailangan may panyo ka, or nasa loob siya ng pouch mo, or kailangan parang itatago mo pa siya na, okay, meron ako, pupunta akong CR. And then, she came up with the idea na, why not let's create awareness about period. Let's talk about it. Let's show people that period is nothing that you should be ashamed of. Hindi siya nakakahiya. That's why We Bleed Red movement started. It started with an awareness campaign about periods is normal.
And it's so normal. It's so normal.
Yes.
And I love how you guys got that idea to just talk about it, because as we've already witnessed, diba, if you talk about something, you might think it's just, you know, one small conversation, but, you know, people share these things. People share your podcast and people actually listen to it, right?
Yes.
So, ang galing talaga ng technology nowadays. Did the podcast come before you started building a team, or did you already have a team who was very dedicated and who believed in your cause?
Actually, at first, it was just Ninay. And I was just a volunteer back then. I was not the co-director yet. It was a one-woman show that she built. And it's really amazing how the We Bleed Red movement grew as in a community. Now, We Bleed Red movement is a woman-led volunteer-based that aims to fight period misinformation through healthy and open conversations. Now, we offer a safe space, a community for menstruators or people with periods where they can learn, discuss, and empower each other through their menstrual journey. So imagine from being an awareness campaign into a community na marami na rin kaming tinatarget na mga usapin. It can be women's rights, period misinformation, SOGI. We want to include LGBTQIA++ community, inclusivity. Now, We Bleed Red really grew. And right now, until 2023, we are blessed to be invited sa mga podcasts like this one to conduct seminars and menstrual kit drives sa mga LGUs, sa mga barangays.
Wow, can you imagine this all just started with a period?
Yes!
Usually, diba, it ends with a period. But this one, it started with a period, this whole movement. And I'm so glad that you have we invited one of your volunteers here on the show. So Maria, let me know how you discovered this movement and why you decided to join.
I have a friend, her name is Jada, and she's the one that introduced or at least shared the platform to me. And I was genuinely like very interested before they even like posted their post looking for volunteers. I was already waiting for it. So when I saw it, I immediately sent a message, because during the pandemic, I've learned a lot, so much, because, you know, we're stuck at home, and I've been reading so much, and I realized just like how privileged I am. But like, we're not rich, but even not being rich, you know, like I eat, I never worry about period products, you know, if I can afford them. And the platform of We Bleed Red definitely helped me to contribute as well. So I'm very thankful for Ate Nina and Ate Tony. I love their platform. I love their work. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's great to hear. May I ask, Maria, if you don't mind, how old are you?
I'm 23. I'm still a student.
Wow, 23. How about you, Tony?
I'm 27, turning 28. We're that young.
yeah, you are. Wow, this is so nice to be hearing all of this from 20-year-olds. This is great. So, okay, so I just need to ask both of you. How does it feel that period talk is still considered taboo in the Philippines? How does it feel to have a part of you called taboo, and it's, you know, something that society thinks you should be ashamed of? Tony, I'll start with you.
For me, if ako pa rin yung Tony noon, hindi ko siya mapapansin as tabu. Because women has been silenced about period because of our culture. We were taught that period is something that we should hide. It is something that only women should talk about discreetly. And period, seen as a taboo, is one of the main reasons why We Bleed Red was established nga eh, back in 2019. And our mission is, our menstrual equity, menstrual health and hygiene, and menstrual visibility. Now that I am part of We Bleed Red movement and I'm also the co-director, I feel frustrated and very disappointed on how period is seen as a taboo. Kasi yung regla naman natin, parte yan ng buhay natin eh. Almost half of our lives, we menstruate. And which is why, when Ninay shared to me yung idea of We Bleed Red movement, I felt inspired. I felt motivated to help menstruators in need to fight period poverty, period shaming, and period misinformation.
That's great. How about you, Maria?
For me, growing up, it felt very isolating. It felt as if I was on my own, like I had to figure everything on my own. Although there is of course a shared experience among menstruators where, you know, like we ask each other, "Uy, may tagwas ba ako?" Or like, "May extra napkin ka ba?" But at the same time, the conversation ends there. Hindi na lumalawak pa. So lahat ng worries ko, yung mga nararamdaman ko sa katawan ko, I never knew what it was na related pala yun sa period ko. So ang sad, ang frustrating, and yeah, ang oppressive.
Oh, I'm so sad because I have a daughter. Yeah. She's 5 years old, so we're a couple of years away from her period coming. And you know, I'm always thinking of how I can educate her so that, you know, she doesn't feel this way, because this is one of the things that I don't want her to feel. And I really want to, you know, I'm really hoping that the world that she grows up in, when it's her time to get her period, diba, they don't do this kind of thing to her. You guys, I know, Tony, I listened to your podcast, your period story. You know, you had no idea what it was. Nobody briefed you. It's just that, okay, it'll come once a month, diba? Good luck. Yeah. Take care. Just don't let it be seen. But Maria, did you have a similar non-education, as we'll call it? Did you also have, like, nobody to guide you in your first, experience menstruating?
Yeah, actually, my mom was currently working, she was abroad at that time. And I have three brothers and then one sister. So my sister and I weren't close. So when I first got my period, I just asked my brother for a napkin. And then that was it. I never had like any conversation, like what to do or like how many times to change it in one day. Like I needed so much help, and I'm like, I'm just thankful na in terms of like my health, and like I'm okay, but I definitely needed help at that time. So
yeah. And do you think, Tony, that this isn't just like an isolated case? Like there are actually people who don't get the education that they want about the period.
I actually agree that not all people, even parents, they were not really properly introduced or educated on how they can share the thought or parang bigyang idea yung mga daughters nila about period. Kasi with the same experience, di ba? Aabutan ka lang nila ng napkin, dito lang maglagay. But anything, everything else, whatever you feel, ano yung kailangan mong gawin, kung ilang beses ka kailangan magpalit sa isang araw, depende sa flow mo. Hindi talaga siya natuturo talaga. And that's why we understand naman eh. We really do lack education and awareness on how we can properly care for ourselves when it comes to menstruation. Kaya din, yung mga kinalakihan natin, yung culture nga natin, yung nakasanayan natin eh, na tinatago natin siya, hindi natin siya alam. And right now na pinag-uusapan natin siya, minsan pa nga, oo nga no, tama, bakit ko nga ba tinatago yung period ko? Oo nga no, kailangan ko pala talaga magpalit ng 3 times a day, depende sa flow ko. Mga usaping ganun.
I'm currently studying kasi, tas parang 'di ba nag National Heroes Day recently. I came across this meme na parang why are they telling all of us to act like Maria Clara? Eh, di ba parang yun yung gusto nila, prim and proper ka? Maybe that's why we have to discreetly, di ba, put our napkins in our pockets when we go to the bathrooms because they want us to be prim and proper. But actually, the heroes who were females are the complete opposite. They're the Gabriela Silangs of the world, and di ba? They're the complete opposite, so they weren't this prim and proper. So maybe it has something to do with how we were colonized and how they wanted us to be. This, yun na nga, nag-trickle down na lang siya into like some cultural thing for us. But yeah, I'm so happy though that we have you guys who are bringing the conversation to the forefront talaga. Do you see the change in... You started 2019, diba? Do you see the change now as 2023 in how it's being perceived in the Philippines?
Yes. Though hindi naman siya ganun kalaki kasi as of now yung mga changes or acknowledgement natin about period, meron pa rin naman tayong progress. There are organizations already, mga volunteers tulad ni Maria, mga menstrual brands who believes in our cause as menstrual advocates. They are starting to help menstruators in need. Yung iba pa nga dyan, nag-voice out na we should not be ashamed. Hindi mo dapat tinatago ang period mo. Ito dapat ang kailangan namin. Suportahan nyo kami. Huwag nyo kaming i-silence about it. And also, the fact that the proposal ng Menstrual Leave Act natin, di ba, pinasa na siya sa Philippines, means that we are already starting to acknowledge that period and menstrual health should be part of the conversation. So hindi man siya ganun kalakihan, but compared to before, definitely there's progress and acknowledgement about it.
Yeah, I love how you said that because sometimes our bosses are men and they have no idea what we're talking about when we say, you know, I have dysmenorrhea, it really hurts. Diba? They don't understand what it feels like. And, you know, finally somebody is bringing it to light and somebody's really saying that there are mental health issues that come with your menstruation. As a volunteer, Maria, how do you help out? Like, what is your main duty?
As a volunteer, recently we did an outreach to in Batangas. So, Ate Tony and Ate Ninay, they did seminars, and then the rest of the volunteers, we did like icebreakers, we gave out food and menstrual kits, and another volunteer actually also talked in front about puberty and like soji. Ate Tony and Ate Ninay said that they're gonna put us in rotation when it comes to talks. So yeah, I guess soon I'll be doing that as well.
Wow, look at you. Do you see the enlightenment in people's faces or kids' faces when you go out to these outreaches?
Yes, in the outreach in Batangas, the kids, like even like the little ones who are probably not even menstruating yet, they were participating, they were learning, like Ate Tony did this game of what's a period fact or period misinformation, and then everyone answered and they learned. It was so nice.
Is there a need in these barangays, these areas that you go to? Is there really a need for period education?
Yes. Actually, the one that Maria mentioned, kami pa lang yung nakapag nagkaroon ng menstrual kit drive doon kasi hindi talaga sila nare-reach. They're part of the community na hindi nare-reach ng mga LGUs or organizations nila. And we were surprised as well na kami yung first community or organization who reached out to them to conduct a menstrual kit drive, to educate the young ones, pati yung mga, meron din mga, ano eh, yung mga matatanda, mga 30 years old, umattend din po sila sa menstrual kit drive namin. And for them to participate and eager to learn about puberty, menstruation, proper care is really enlightening, nakakatuwa na malaman. And minsan pa nga sinasabi sa amin when we do donation drives, sinasabi nila, ay grabe, naiisip nyo pa to, yung mga napkins, yung mga tissue, mga pamunas, kasi madalas ang binibigay sa mga donations natin, di ba, mga food, yung mga non-perishables, mga extra clothes, pero para dun sa mga babaeng minamenstruate, hindi talaga sila binibigyan ng napkin, di ba? Ganon.
Grabe, no? It's so funny that it's something that every woman goes through. And yet, parang you don't know, or there's not a school or a body that has to prep you first before you actually grow up. And I wanted to ask, so aside from the menstrual act, that piece of legislation, are there other legislations that are connected to your cause?
Right now, so far, ang inaano namin ngayon is the SOGI bill, that cost. Kasi we're also relating that to We Bleed Red because we want to be inclusive. We want to acknowledge not all menstruators. We use the term menstruators. Yes, because not all menstruators menstruate, or not all menstruators are women. Some identify as men, diba? And some who identify themselves as women cannot menstruate. So the term menstruator itself is an inclusive word for those who are menstruating and for those who want to be part of the conversation. They are also included in it. Kasi diba minsan, if you're a trans man, you don't identify yourself as a woman, but you menstruate. Diba? They identify as a woman, but they are not, wala na silang female reproductive organ. Diba? So they're called menstruators, but they are still part of the community of women. Ganon. So we also relate our cause to that. And actually, I want to share that we also have an upcoming podcast talking about how can you introduce SOGI to young kids. Diba? It's a very controversial or complex topic siya eh. Pero how can you properly introduce it to them? Siguro ang basic ano niyan is the gingerbread man. how do you show a child yung SOGI niya, yung sexual orientation niya, gender identity, and all. So parang may nilalagay silang illustration. I just heard it from Nina as well, the gingerbread man, on how parang kid friendly, slowly introducing it to them.
Oh wow, grabe ang lawak na pala. You guys have gotten so far.
Yeah.
So since 2019, Tony, Maria, you guys have probably interviewed also a lot of experts, and you've gone around the community, so you know what the real deal is. How do you view the family as the foundation of society? How do you, like, ano yung importance niya in making sure that menstruators are properly educated? Do they play a big role? Will I be playing a big role in my child's menstruation?
Yes, families do have, like, a huge role when it comes to introducing topics on menstruation and your bodies, you know, how it develops. So we have to cultivate a healthy culture in the family. And by doing this, we need to start the conversation. And when the kids ask, we have to answer their questions. We shouldn't hide things from them. So, like, for example, if, let's say, your kids, no, if you have someone who menstruates and someone who doesn't menstruate, when the person who doesn't menstruate asks, we have to make sure that we answer them. Not in a way, you don't need to know because you don't menstruate. You have to know because you have a relationship with someone who menstruates. And for your relationship to stay and stay as healthy, you know, you have to acknowledge that your body is different from one another. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that some bodies menstruate, some bodies do not. And actually, by also teaching them that bodies are different, you can teach them that you can help them learn that their body is okay, even if it's different from other people, regardless of whether they menstruate or not. So it's very vital, you know, even if you don't menstruate. It's just the family is where it starts, and it's a good thing to start there.
Tony's smiling, beaming with pride.
Yes, I am. I'm well so done. Proud.
Well done, Maria. Well done.
I feel like a parent.
Oh, diba? Okay, so you talk about this all the time on your podcast as well, Tony. It's called period poverty. Could you define that for us, please?
Period poverty, if we will search it lang online, it's the really basic or general explanation. So period poverty refers to social, economic, political, and cultural barriers to menstrual products, education, and sanitation. However, if we want to get the full context kung ano ba talaga ang period poverty first is the lack of safe and affordable and accessible menstrual products for all. What do I mean by this? Especially para sa mga menstruators in need. Tayo kasi, here, tulad na sabi ni Maria, she is one of the privileged na hindi niya kailangan isipin kung saan siya bibili ng napkin, saan siya kukuha ng source of napkin, saan siya pupunta para mag-CR, maglinis, magpalit. But for those who lack safe, affordable, and accessible menstrual products, sila yung may mga little to no access sa mga menstrual products na to. What do I mean by that? Sila yung mga taong, yung mga menstruators who, imagine, iba gagamitin nila dahon. Or halimbawa, mga used rags or piece of clothing. Or mga papers, cardboards, and for some, since wala talaga silang magamit, nag-free bleed talaga sila. Diba? And second, it's the lack of discourse and information and education of importance on menstrual health and hygiene. So, hindi natin alam kung ano ba talaga yung mga kailangan natin gawin when helping menstruators in need, or minsan pa nga sa sarili natin, di ba? Hindi natin naiisip na may nararamdaman ako dysmenorrhea, for example. Akala natin kapag dysmenorrhea ang isang menstruator, it is normal, it is part of our cycle. However, kapag dysmenorrhea ka, it's already a sign that there is something wrong. It is not normal na magkakaroon ka ng dysmenorrhea. And for some, yung PMS, minsan iniisip nila, mild lang yan, guni-guni mo lang yan, iniisip mo lang yan. Pero ang totoo, some can lead to anxiety, depression, and they actually need help from professionals. So, yun yung lack of discourse of information, education natin. Then, because we don't have enough proper education or information about menstruation, doon na nagkakaroon ng lack of proper media interpretation about periods. Diba? Sabihin na natin, diba, red is a color of power. And then, our blood is red. However, kapag dating sa media representation, why is menstrual blood seen as or portrayed as disgusting, shameful, or impure? When in fact, this is a natural biological function. Pag sa movies pa nga, di ba, yung mga scenes na barila, namatay, ganyan. Sobrang wow, ang cool, sobrang realistic ng dating. Pero pagdating sa menstruation, that lack of media interpretation pa lang naman, they use blue liquid. Di ba, yun yung ilalagay nila sa napkin. They use, alien daw tayo. Di ba, blue daw ang liquid natin.
No.
They use blue liquid instead of red. What is so offensive about period blood? It is normal, di ba? And because we have the lack of media representation, tumutuloy, kumbaga, the continuous cultural shaming and silencing of menstruation in both public and private areas. So that in itself is period poverty.
So do you think if we're going to solve or alleviate period poverty here in the Philippines, the media has to play a big role in, like, let's say, a national scale, no, a bigger role. Mm-hmm. What else do you want to see, Tony, in terms of legislation? Like, ano yung mga gusto mong dream, you know, dream outcomes to further your movement?
It's the proper education talaga. Doon talaga magsisimula ang lahat eh. Whatever platform na meron tayo that we can educate people when it comes to menstruation, period poverty, to have an idea of what menstruators really go through, it's a really big impact. And minsan kasi talaga kahit kami ni Ninay, when we do campaigns, binabash talaga kami.
What?
Yeah, binabash kami. The first
by
time
menstruators or by non-menstruators?
There's a mix. There's a mix. So may mga babaeng, sila pa ang nahihiya. Bakit nyo kailangan ipakita to? Sila pa yung mga nagsasabi,
the Maria Claras,
no,
of the world.
The Maria Claras of the world are telling us, no, hide it. Pero yung iba, yung may, like mostly men, may mga comments pa yan. Very, very offensive comments na ang baho
naman.
Mga
kadiri, ganun.
Oh, ang kadiri naman. We receive those type of comments. That is the type of silencing that when in fact, we just want to educate people. I know it is awkward. I know it's very controversial because it's not really normal for us to talk about it. And that's what we're trying to do. We're normalizing it. We're breaking the barriers so that we can end period stigma.
Yeah, you should normalize it because it's natural, and natural
exactly.
things should be normalized. It doesn't make sense. So it's great to hear that, you know, these are one of the things that you want, education. E baka naman kasama siya sa confidential funds, diba? They'll really push for that. But Maria, you know, if we're talking about, you know, smaller unit, how do you think we can address period poverty pagdating sa family? Like kanina you mentioned it was a very integral part, diba, of how to educate somebody in terms of menstruation. How else do you think families, parents like me, how can we take our baby steps to ensuring that our kids, not just our daughters, but our kids, even our sons, don't have that stigma towards menstruation?
So, yes, as I mentioned, conversation is definitely like an integral thing to everything, to the menstruation. And yes, allowing these conversations to happen will help, will encourage them to, you know, ask questions and figure out why their bodies are the way that it is, why different bodies exist the way that it does. So as parents, I feel that it's important that it starts from parents or adults, you know, guardians, because this discrimination and biases, these things are learned so that, so kids, we don't, we're not born with these things. So we need to set the kind of like set stone for them that this is okay. You're good. Your body is okay. Your body is okay. You're different, but it's fine. And yeah, definitely the conversation po talaga, and sharing resources, even like within different households. So if someone needs something, you share a pad, you share period things, conversation. I think, yeah, definitely conversation for that.
Yeah. I hear you. I agree also. It's you know, by this podcast, yeah, this movement of yours, Tony, started with just a conversation. But it was just something that Ninay brought up. And now you guys have volunteers and you have, you know, outreaches. And I'm just, you know, so honored to have you both on my podcast. Thank you so much for making the time. Before I let you go, though, Tony and Maria, do you have a last message that you want to send out to the women out there, the menstruators out there, and to mothers out there who are raising the next generation?
I just want to add also a few notes, no, regarding period poverty. Period poverty, kasi there is no exact accurate data yet eh, about period poverty when it comes to demographics, geographics. There are no articles and informations that are accessible, but there are some articles and informations that is accessible that only acknowledges period poverty. Pero halimbawa kasi for us to start the conversation, di ba nga na-mention ko, we have to educate at least first the menstruators, mga taong nireregla. Kahit sino pa man yan, anak, anak mong babae, lalaki, kapatid, asawa, they also need to be included in the conversation. Second, meron kasi tayong tinatawag na when it comes to education or pagdating sa kindergarten, at a young age, meron kasi yung good example dyan sa Montclair State University about comprehensive sex education. So what does it mean? It's a science-based and culturally age-appropriate set of lessons that start in early grades that go through the end of high school. So it covers sexuality, human development, sexual orientation, and gender bodily autonomy and consent, and as well as relationship skills and media literacy. So how do I relate period poverty to this? If a person knows what is happening to the body when it goes through menstruation, emotionally, physically, and mentally, they will be able to provide what it needs and protect it. And for a non-menstruator naman, di ba, they will be able to understand, respect, and empathize with menstruators. And as we educate people, we also start challenging the norms na, di ba? Correcting what is wrong, providing what is accurate information about periods. Hindi naman kasi siya simpleng usapin lamang. It's very complex and marami siyang sangay. Second, people will be involved. Diba? Aside from organizations and LGUs doing initiatives, yung pagdo-donate lang nila, conducting menstrual kit drives, at least the public establishments, work areas, and schools should start providing basic needs of menstruators as mandatory. Yung mga tissue, yung mga clean water to wash, and the free sanitary napkins. Diba? Free sanitary
napkins. It should
napkins.
Be free.
It should be free. Why? Condoms nga free eh. But we don't always use condoms. But sanitary napkins is a basic necessity of women. Kasi diba nga, half of our lives, we menstruate. Diba? And sabi po nga, there's an article kasi, sabi sa article ng Borgen Project, 14% of the workplace have inadequate toilets, not enough water, tissue. Imagine yan pag sa mga public schools, yung mga bata na nireregla. Do they have proper facilities for girls sa CR nila? Meron bang tissue dyan? May panglinis ba sila? Pang-wash nila? Diba? Yung iba pa nga kasi dyan sa mga bata kasi na nireregla, minsan hindi na sila pumapasok kasi for them, it is hassle, nahihiya, or wala silang pambili ng napkin. So imagine, di ba, free napkin for those kahit sa schools, di ba? So pangatlo, if we want to have free napkins, at least sa mga schools, we want to donate pads, menstrual products, or even a small amount of monetary donations for menstruators in need will really go a long way para sa mga areas or for menstruators in need. Wala. No, but actually, We Bleed Red Movement has a project called PASAPRAD Project. So, yung PASAPRAD Project namin, it was actually started in UP Diliman Gender Office. So, there, we have an area where we donate pads. And for every student na kailangan nila, they can just go to the gender office, get a pad that they need, and then they can go. And if they want to donate, they can donate what they can. So it started there. So it's actually one of the projects na gusto naming ikalat ni Ninay.
Yeah, you
should. Sa iba't ibang schools. Yes.
Oh.
Ayun.
Grabe. Tayo lang ba yung bansang ganto? Or do other countries also have this sort of weird period?
Definitely not only in the Philippines. May mga countries din talaga na nagsusuffer sa period poverty. Minsan pa nga sa mga, let's say, depende on religions like Muslims. Yung iba sa kanila, pag meron ka, you're not allowed to go to church or to kasi it is seen as impure. Hindi pwede. Madumi ka kapag meron ka.
Sorry, ha?
Hindi ka pwedeng lumabas. So, Yeah, it really depends on the culture, yung upbringing ng mga tao. We are really silenced, not only in the Philippines, but in different parts of the world.
That's great to know, though, that we're doing something about it and that there are people like Maria who are young and who are also, you know, devoting their time. Maria, do you have a final message to all the women, menstruators, mothers who are listening?
So for my message, I want women or menstruators to feel their feelings and to appreciate their bodies and what their body has done for them. You know, we are not weak when we admit to period pain. We are not maarte when we voice out these feelings. So yeah, your body has needs and that's okay. Yung society lang talaga yung hindi nag-accommodate. And that's not our fault. It's society that needs to adjust. So yun.
Agree. Oh! Grabe, ang hirap maging babae, no?
Oh,
as a menstruator, we really have to be strong, but we also need to be treated carefully and respectfully because it is important for us to listen to our bodies and know what it needs. Kasi it will have a huge impact then on how we will carry ourselves, protect ourselves, and definitely influence others in the futures, especially those sa mga young ones natin. Kahit the small gesture that you can do to help a menstruator in need will have a huge impact in fighting period poverty.
Yeah. I love this conversation, especially as a mother, because I picked up so many things, you know, just the consequences of your actions and just carrying over generational biases and things like that. But these are things that'll really get me thinking. And I hope that all our other listeners felt the same way. Again, Tony and Maria, thank you so much for guesting on Mother of Fact. Don't forget to catch We Bleed Red Movement's podcast. It's called Period Talk. That's hosted by Tony and Ninay. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mother of Fact is proudly an Anima podcast. Check out other great content by following Anima online at Anima Pods on Twitter and Instagram. Digging the podcast so far? Leave a rating and don't be shy to record a voice message for me. You might just end up in the next episode. Click the link in the description or hit me up online. It's at Ricky Flo.